you and I both have many things in this world that we'd kind of like to have, but we can't afford. And at some point, the temptation creeps in to acquire those things through dishonesty, taking a bribe, cheating on your tax return, borrowing some stuff from work. But in the long run, crime doesn't pay. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome again to A Different Perspective as we chat about dishonesty, which is a whole lot easier to fall into than we might think. Dishonesty is a temptation that we all come across on a pretty regular basis, some more than others. When I was writing a book recently on personality types called My Personality GPS about locating your own innate personality type, what I discovered is that some people are more prone, much more prone, to dishonesty and deception than others. Nevertheless, it's a temptation that comes knocking on the door of our hearts on a regular basis. And it's kind of related to what we were talking about yesterday on the program, this whole thing about greed. Remember what greed is? It's an intense and selfish desire for something. And since this world is full of some things that we can't afford, I mean, think of all the advertisements you've seen in the last 24 hours. Television, radio, signs, billboards, newspapers, brochures in your letterbox. If you bought everything they were advertising, you'd be bankrupt. So, there is way more out there than what we can afford. And when we're greedy, when we have that unbalanced and intensely selfish desire to have it all, as it were, to have more than we can afford, well, that's where the temptation of dishonesty creeps in. That's what shoplifting is all about. That's what lying on our tax return is all about. That's what claiming false expenses on your company's travel account is all about, and so on. If I can gain more, albeit dishonestly, then I'll be able to have that thing that I really, really, really want but can't afford. You may have heard me say this before, but I have a friend in the jewelry business. They can have literally millions of dollars worth of stock pass through their doors in a week. And it's all small, easy to put in your pocket and take away. So they have cameras and checks and balances in place. And as this friend told me, it's really sad that he has to assume that each one of his staff is a thief. Because the research in the jewelry industry is very clear. 10% of people will always try to steal. 10% will never try to steal. And 80% will try to steal if they think they can get away with it. So he has to build his systems to cater for 90% of his staff. I wonder whether the same isn't true in the general population where you and I live. So here's the question. Does crime pay? Is it really worth it? Let's say that you and I fall into that big grey 80% of opportunists, those that will steal if they think that they can get away with it. Is it worth doing? Even if we don't get caught, does that make it all worthwhile? Does the end justify the means? I mean, after all, if I can steal a serious amount of money, I'll be able to buy this or that or this over here and then that over there, and then I'm going to have those things and enjoy them. We've been relying a lot this week on the gems of wisdom about being money-wise from the Old Testament book of Proverbs in the Bible, and today is no exception. Listen to this. Food gained by fraud tastes sweet to a man, but he ends up with a mouthful of gravel. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 17. A fortune made by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor and a deadly snare. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 6. Have you ever gained something through deceit, something you really, really wanted, and then the moment you have it, the moment it's within your grasp, you look at it with disdain and you want to throw it away? That's exactly the feeling, the phenomenon that those two passages are talking about. When we obtain something by deception or dishonesty, it's poisonous. It can never, ever satisfy us. It's because of the way that we're wired inside. Dishonesty goes against goodness and joy and peace. Deep down, you can't enjoy something that you've stolen. And deep down, if you're a liar or a con artist, you can't have close, intimate, trusting relationships. What sort of a life is that? In many parts of the world where this program is heard, Corruption is a big problem. It holds developing economies back. It holds countries back from growing and prospering. See, the deception is that I can prosper through dishonesty. Sure, I can gain more money through dishonesty, but I can't prosper. Because prosperity isn't just about what you have. It's about enjoying what you have, and you can't really truly deep down enjoy something that you stole. Now, you may be thinking, well, you know, I just tell little white lies. I'm not some international jewel thief. I'm not a corporate embezzler. I just help myself to little things from time to time. Listen to me. Here is what I know about my God. He hates dishonesty. And if he is indeed the God who created me, then somewhere in my DNA, in my makeup, I'm going to hate dishonesty too. Proverbs chapter 21, again, verse 3. God is more pleased when we are just and fair than when we give him gifts. At the end of the day, we each have to live with ourselves. At the end of the day, deep in our hearts, we know the difference between right and wrong. And wrong is never going to satisfy our desires. You have to decide where you're at on this one, and I have to decide where I'm at. But I know this. I'd rather have less and have it honestly than have more and have it dishonestly. I'd rather be able to sleep straight in bed at night than have to worry about being caught out by someone because I lied or because I was dishonest or because I stole something. I mean, having that hanging over your head must be the most awful thing in the world. On the other hand, there's something deeply satisfying. There's something just wonderful about working hard to earn something and then enjoying it. You know, it's just not a bad way to go. And in fact, that's exactly what the Bible says. God is so wise, he knows how he's made us. He knows what will satisfy us, and he knows what will cause us guilt and fear. Have a listen to this, again from the book of Proverbs, chapter 15, verses 16 and 17. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble with it. Better is a dinner of vegetables where love is than a fatted ox and hatred with it. Don't you love that? So, are you struggling with greed and dishonesty? If you are, no doubt it's causing you great pain and shame. So, I'd like to do something with you now that is absolutely the most powerful thing we can do. Let's pray. Lord God, you know the deepest secrets of our hearts. You know those today who are carrying around the shame and burden of guilt through their deceptions and dishonest gain. And we know, Lord, that you have touched many a heart today with your truth and your word by your Spirit. Lord, forgive each one today who needs your forgiveness. Set them free from the guilt. Show them how they can make things right, how they can give back to recompense those whom they've defrauded. And Lord, give them the wisdom and the power by your Spirit and word to head down the right path, the path of honesty. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God's word is so powerful. If you've prayed that prayer with me, he has forgiven you, and he has given you the power to live a new life, a new way. Sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with Jesus. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about a free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to him. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free, delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free e-devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up waiting right there for you. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to that website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.